Liven your senses on the Rar Glen Ramble, follow the ferocious river and find the incredible waterfall. Take care though, as it is very narrow in places. The route ahead is narrow and has handrails. If touching handrails, ensure you follow hygiene guidelines. If passing people, please retrace your steps back to the entrance or move to the side at the bottom of the steps, leaving at least a 2 meter gap. Welcome to Uig Wood. Welcome to Uig Wood. Oh, there's a doggo somewhere. Not my doggo, I'm afraid. He is too tired to even move. I went to get him up for this little expedition and he just looked at me and went back to sleep. So I just left him. And I don't blame him, because after a little stroll up the store yesterday, I'm pretty knackered as well. But I have come out. I have come to Uig Wood on the Rar River, however you pronounce it. And I'm looking for the Rar Waterfall, which I've heard, or read, is a pretty big waterfall. And I've been doing a lot of research for places to go this time, and there's a lot of waterfalls around. In fact, I found one yesterday, which I think I'm going to try and visit. So I'm on a bit of a waterfall kick, which is good. Waterfalls are always interesting subject matter, and it's always good practice for dialing in exposure for that slightly longer amount of time. Now, it's probably a pretty well photographed waterfall, but hopefully I can do something a little bit different, because I brought out the large format camera for today, so it might be that there's something a little more interesting I can find. Now, there are people here, but there's not many people here, so I think I want to take a few different pictures of this location. Ooh. Because there is a lot here. But first, I'm going to go and actually have a look at the waterfall itself. It was not far along the trail. I found it really quickly. And it's huge. And beautiful. Now, I have brought 4 sheets of Foma 100 and the panoramic back with a roll of Ektar, because I fancy doing some colour large format photography for a change. I know it's not really large format, but it's using large format camera, so it kind of counts. So I think the first thing I'm going to do is get off the path, come down on these rocks here, and have a look at setting up a composition. That way, if anyone comes, I am out of the way. We are COVID safe, and It means no one's gonna bug me. Now, in terms of composition, it's not gonna be super duper easy because there's only really one place to stand. I mean, I could try and go across the other side, but I did not bring my welly boots. And it's gonna be tricky. But I suppose it'll have to just be the bog standard look forward. Now the other problem with today is the light is pretty pants. Do you know what? Now that I know where it is, it's not too far from the car. I think I'm going to go back and get my wellies. I think it'll just give me more freedom than these walking boots. Yep, I'm going to use a bit of time and go back and get my welly boots. I wish I'd put them on in the first place. Rather stupid of me not to, really. You see, the weather forecast for today is not good. In fact, it's supposed to be raining from about 2 o'clock onwards. And I was a little late up today, and it is now 9:30. So, A, the light's not very good. It's bright, but it's diffused. And B, it's closer to that rain coming. It already started earlier, but it didn't maintain itself. So I've had a look at the location now. I'm just going to nip back to the car, put my welly boots on and take off this coat because it's just too warm. And if it starts raining, I'll put my bag cover on and that'll be all the waterproofing that I actually need. Just going to have a look and see if there's a way I can cut down past the... Yes. Looks like I possibly can, instead of going all the way around. I think I'll be able to cut down. Okay, I shall come back to you in a bit when I'm more prepared to enter the water. So now that I've actually seen the location and I'm having a bit of time, I can do something I don't normally do and think about my composition before I'm there. With a new location, usually I'm there and I have to kind of think of it on the fly. But now I'm giving myself 15-20 minutes or so, I can think about what I want to do. So the falls itself are, there's two levels to them. There's not a lot of colour going on, so I think my colour image will be more based on the foreground and the mossy rocks and the brown water. I'm trying to bring out some of that colour with the waterfall in the distance. And I can use tilts and shifts to make the waterfall appear a little smaller than it would be. The large format though, the 4x5, I can just stand in front of the waterfall and do maybe a couple of different versions of the same thing, using tilts and shifts to selective focus. I'd also like to try and go down river a little bit and see if I can get another colour image, because I get 6 to a roll and I've got one roll of Vectar in there. I am conscious though that I don't want to come away with, you know, hundreds of pictures of the same location and only use one. I'd rather spend the time and really get that composition screwed to the wall before pushing the old shutter release. But I could use a filter with the black and white, try and extend that exposure time a little bit. I don't have any massive stopper filters for this lens. I have the 6-dot filter, but that's kind of a 67mm thread, so it won't fit. And I didn't have time to get a step up ring, because then I'd have to get another adapter for the colour filter holder, and it was just too much. So I'm without a long stopper, but it's not, it is bright in there, but I hope that I'll be able to do some kind of few second exposure at least. My aperture on the lens goes pretty high, so I'm not too worried. Sound like a train. There's no trains on this island. Must have been the ferry. In terms of other compositions in this area, as I was driving, I noticed a fort. Again, it's a pretty... The only way to really look at it is a pretty bog-standard viewpoint. But, you know, with any luck, it should be okay. The light's not fantastic, though. So it would kind of be a bit of a flat picture. Will be better in the evening, the afternoon, but I don't fancy sticking around, so I'll go and have a look at it. And if it's good, or if it looks like it could be good, I'll take it, but if not, it wasn't too long a drive to get here. I'm convinced I've gone the wrong way. I have. I need to go back and turn down that last road. Typical. If I'd carried on walking, I would have ended up on the other side of the island and not even known it. Oh dear. Right, I am sweating buckets, so I'm going to just go and see in a bit. Okay, I am wellied up, and I've just upon returning noticed that the car park has a time on it of about 2 hours, and I think I've been here an hour or so already, so I don't have too long, and that means that I'm gonna have to work pretty fast. So I think the first composition I'm gonna do is just regular 4x5 shot of the waterfall. I'm going to attempt to cross over the river and take it from the other side, just because I think it will be a better look. But I'm going to set one up here just to begin with, just to see what it looks like, because there's no point in me crossing over if there's no need. I'm going to try, well, if I go over there, I should be able to get... There's lots of foam moving down from the waterfall, and if I can do a long exposure, I'd like some of that in the shot to give a sense of extra movement and dynamism. Obviously, I'm not sure that will happen because of the nature of the long exposure, but we'll see. We shall see. So, well, if I just stand here, tripod in the water, possibly. No. There's a bit of a little rock in here that I can put the tripod on and get it to more of a better height. It was a bit low down there. Okay, good, good, good. Let's get the camera set up. Oh, these rocks are slippery. Yeah, there's a pretty big plunge pool in front of this waterfall, which is rather marvellous. It's definitely going to be a portrait shot. I'll take this thing out here. Whoa! Ooh! The release plate I've got for this camera sucks. I'm gonna have to sort out a different one. Okay, let's level it out a bit. Oh, it feels good to be using this camera up here again. Oh yes. So in this area, it's a pretty typical upper course of the river. The falls are nice, pretty monstrous and aggressive. And there's not a great deal of water coming down them. I suspect they get a lot heavier than this, but there are some nice little trickles up above, which might be quite pleasing. Okay, so that's the camera set up. Let's get the lens on without falling in this water. As I was coming back from the car, the rain started again, so I'm anticipating getting a bit damp while I'm out here, which is no problem. I have my coat. I am prepared. Okay, 5.6. Let's get my hat off and get the waterfall. Well, I'm not going to focus it really. I'm going to focus it, but only for compositional purposes. I do not want to take a boring shot of this because I haven't got long and the rain is really trying to get heavier. So, better just change the background to portrait orientation. Okay, the back of this camera has become wobbly over time. I'm going to have to sort this out at the earliest possible convenience. Well, that means pliers, which I didn't bring. Okay, so let's see what this composition's like, because it is the most boring composition you could think of. Yeah, boring. Just what you'd expect. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing special about that at all. So, what I'm gonna do, see, there's no foreground interest at all, whereas there's some rocks down here. And there's an awful lot of reflected light on the water. It's just not that interesting. Whereas if I go down there, I might be able to get another fall in the foreground and maybe even some rocks. Just something that's a bit more interesting, because at the minute it's just waterfall and that's it. So I'm going to pick everything up and move over this river here. I apologise if you can't hear me very well. I've got my t-shirt around my neck. Okay, let's move without falling in the river, because that would be disastrous, and without getting too wet. Okay, looks like that's my best way across. This way. Oh no. Now, it's not that deep, it's just fast, and it can easily take my feet if I'm not careful and step on the wrong rock. I hope you can hear me okay. Ooh. Okay, so now I'm at a point where there's some more rocks in this foreground, which is good. Maybe I want to be down there where the water is. I suppose the thing to do is just have a look and see what it looks like. I do need to back up a bit though, I know that. Far too close here. Okay, let's get rid of this bag. Put that down over here where it's a bit drier. The camera's leaning, that's not good. I may have to get down a bit lower because there's a nice little gap in the rocks here which I could use as a bit of a focal point. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get lower because at the minute there's just a big thing of water right in the middle of the frame and it's boring. So if I get lower down, if I stand there and get a bit lower, I can include a little bit of a gap and make it a bit of a more interesting scene, which is contrary to how I learned to shoot large format, which was to stick it on the tripod at full height, level it all up, but who cares about all that stuff? That's boring. Okay. Positioning myself here is difficult, to say the least. Because everywhere you go, there's another dip that you can't see. Right. Let's see about this now. Okay, it looks a bit better. Still not perfect though, I'm going to have to get lower. And I hope I'm going to be able to get all this in focus. And to be honest, I can't get much lower because my tripod's only... I mean, I could spread out the legs a bit, but that's about the best I can do. Okay. Okay, the good news is I can get everything I want in shot. The bad news is I can't really. I'm going to have to get real low and wet in order to focus it. And I really don't want to get wet because I was supposed to be going on another walk after this. And the wetter I get here, the more uncomfortable it's going to be up there. I mean, my coat's wet now. Oh boy. And if I reposition here, I could maybe sit on this rock and then at least I only get a wet bum. There we go. Oh, it's so wet. Oh no. Okay, so composition. I've got the falls basically dead center, and then I've got some small rocks in the foreground which are acting as a like an entryway to the waterfall. There's a bit of water in between, and then there's a tiny little point of sky at the top which I'm going to now use rise and fall to eliminate. And now it's just a case of focusing on those rocks and maybe tilting's good actually. Rear tilt is difficult on this camera. I should have sanded it a bit more, but I never had time really. Okay, so that's defocused the background quite a lot. Okay, so I've got the rear standard tilted backwards a bit, and it's very difficult to see, but it looks like the waterfall is mostly in focus. I've got the rocks in the foreground in focus, and I'm just going to put a little bit of front swing on just to blur out the edges. And then if I use a large or a small aperture, I should get, you know, a decent amount of focus. Not that focus is particularly important, but I do kind of want the waterfall to be in focus a bit. Okay. Oh. So the front swing did nothing. Nothing I liked, so I just left it. I'm going to set my aperture to f45 and then meter for that and see what kind of shutter speed reading I get. So I'm going to go back over here now. Open up this bag. It's not the most exciting composition in the world, but it's okay. So the darkest part of my scene is 8 and the brightest part is 10. No, the darkest part is more like 6 actually over there. 6 and 7. Which gives me at f45 a shutter time of 8 seconds, which is what I'm going to do. So I'll grab my film holder, my cable release, and I shall do 8 seconds at f45. And that'll be my first large format composition. And it's, like I say, it's not the best, but it's okay. I'll put the dart slide in, put the cable release on, and I'll set the camera to T mode. It's already set to T mode, so if I just practice with that. Yeah, that's good. So I can put 8 seconds on my timer now. Where's my timer? I've got so many timers here. 8 seconds. Okay. Cock the shutter. Make sure that's in place. Remove the dart slide. Now, 8 seconds. Job's a good one. Not the longest exposure in the world, but you know, still I'm going to get some nice water movement, which is good. Okay, that's the first one. Now, if I can maneuver myself back over here, what I'd like to do is try and make something a bit more interesting and dynamic. See, the problem with this scene is the actual waterfall itself is, you know, it's okay. It's very nice, and maybe under better light conditions it would be very good, but there's more stuff that I can do further downstream. So I'm just going to move down a little bit, point back at the waterfall, have the waterfall kind of a smaller part of the scene, and make a bit more of the foreground. Okay, I shall leave the camera where it is, and I shall just go and have a little bit of a scout. I don't think anyone will be able to get to it. Unless they brought willy boots, like me. Okay, so I'm just going to go and have a little look down here, because I think I've found somewhere that might be quite nice. I did want to do something a bit swirly-whirly and ethereal, but it just depends whether I can be bothered. Okay, so there's lots of little gullies and trickles and streams, and there's a pretty big plunge pool down there. I think maybe my best bet is to stand in the water down there and look back up, so I'm just gonna see how difficult it is to get down there without the camera. And it's pretty impossible if I go this way. Although maybe if I just stand here, that might be quite nice. That being said, where I'm sitting is quite nice, because there's a leaf on a rock, which would be a bit of interest. Yeah, I quite like it where I am, if I get low enough. So I'll get the camera now and see what the composition looks like in the view screen. And then I can do. I won't take the whole bag. It'll just be a nightmare. Okay, come on you. Can people look for TFTMB on Twitter? Should people go to Tales from the Magic Box podcast on Instagram? Can people email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com? Ante, can we be now found on Facebook? Can people support us on Ko-fi by following the link in the show description? Okay, I went a bit quiet there for a couple of reasons. One, I had an audience, so a couple of tourists came by to photograph the waterfall, and there I am. And just as they appeared, I slipped and ripped my trousers. So I've got a big old hole now, but I have got a great composition, or what I think is a great composition. So I've come a bit further down. There's lots of rocks in the foreground, but crucially there's a leaf. I can't remember what type of leaf it is. I think it's a sycamore. And it is right on this rock. It is shiny, it's cool. And I've managed to use some front tilt in order to get the waterfall and the leaf in focus together. So I've worked on this composition now. I've worked on it for about 10-15 minutes. I'm very happy with it. The only thing that's annoying me is there's a twig in the way, but I'm not gonna move to get it because it's too much of a faff. What I am gonna do is meter the scene now and make my shutter readings. So the darkest areas are again 6. I'm getting 10s. 10s are kind of the brightest part. So I'm just gonna stick with the, I'm gonna put my, because I want, oh, everything's in focus, but I kind of want, I'm gonna go F32 this time, which is 2 seconds. Now, 2 seconds is good because it gives you lots of water movement, but it still gives you a bit of energy. So it's gonna be a slightly different look for this one. So I'm going to use the T setting again. I'm going to use the same dart slide as before. Slide that in now. And if it's slightly off, I'm just going to count it by hand. So take the dart slide out. I'm really happy about this composition. And I'm going to go 1, 2. But then, because I've got 4 sheets, what I'm also going to do is take one at 4 seconds, just so I get a bit of a different look. And then what I should be able to do is maybe do an exposure blend, but we'll see. And that is that. And now I've got even more company. Amazing. A group of lads have just come, looked at it, stood in front of it, walked off. No one takes the time to appreciate these things. It's just see it and move on. I hear it all the time. Oh, go there just to say that you've seen it. What's the point of going somewhere just to say that you've seen it? Why not go somewhere and actually experience the place? I mean, I don't know how long I've been here, but I must have been here at least 40 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, you know? I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I have a pretty good, you know, idea about the place now. It's a beautiful waterfall. Right, let's get the heck out of here. How do I get the heck out of here? I could risk going that way. I've already ripped my trousers, I can't really see it getting any worse. The only way it could get worse is if I fell in completely. Or got a welly full of water. I am going to... No. There we go. These trousers were screwed anyway, but every time I move I can feel them get, the hole getting bigger. It's not in an appealing place either, you know. It's it's right on the old area. Folded my coat over the hole, so nobody should be able to see it. Right, I've not left anything. Good. Except my dignity. Okay, not that I had any of that to begin with. One more job to do here. Oh, crikey.
Thank you.
No worries. Oh, loads of people here today. Right. What's my one more job? Well, there's a fallen tree down here which looks really interesting, and I'm wondering, there's a fallen tree and there's some more rocks with water up there, so I think what I'm going to do is shoot a couple of exposures with the 612 back, because I've not used it yet and I really really want to. And then I'm going to embark on the embarrassing journey back to the car with a hole in my soul. So if I come down here, right, so there's lots of rocks and, oh, there's actually two waterfalls, which is nice. So there's lots of rocks and trees, which is interesting. Oh yeah, awesome. But there's also swirliness going on. So if I come over here, I wonder if I'll be able to get a, oh, it might be too deep for me. Yeah, it's a bit deep for me here. I really don't want to go get too wet, even though I will not be going on my walk after now. Not until I've got some new trousers anyway. But is this really very interesting? Well, if I was on the other side of this bit of water, that would be great. I just can't see underneath where I am because it's so reflective. If I could find a place to stand that wasn't really deep like this. I'm just kind of feeling with my feet. Okay, it looks like I'm not going to get any of the bubble swirls, but I can still move back a bit over there and get these two little waterfalls in view, which is really cool. And this is probably a composition that every single person who comes here has made, but I don't care, it's fantastic. So this is the first time I've used this back with a roll of film. I did not have a chance to test it, obviously, much to my regret, but it is what it is, and I have to suffer with whatever happens. So if I get massive light leaks, then so be it. But I cannot let that stop me from trying. I'm just going to pause the recorder just so that clip is there, and now recording this next section again. There's quite a lot to photograph here. This fallen log is very cool and it will make a great composition in just a minute once I've got this. So I'm going to set the camera up again. I'm probably way over my time at the car park. I'm probably going to get in trouble. But I don't think anyone will notice. I hope. Alright, let's get that done. I need to put the ground glass in landscape orientation. So I'm expecting around 8 seconds again. That first composition I actually accidentally shot at 100 and not 200. So, should be getting 8 seconds-ish, but it might be a bit darker down here, so we'll just have to see. Okay, so I need this lens and this adapter to show me what 6-12 will look like on my ground glass. So, if I get in there, oh, I need to set the lens up. Lens for. Oops, stop it. Well, I can categorically say I think Dante would have been bored out of his skull at this point. He's just too sleepy a pooch for long adventures like this. The only thing I wish I had was a circular polarizer. I may have to invest in one for this lens because it's kind of crazy that I don't have one. And yet, I spend so much time photographing water. It's kind of ridiculous. Okay, so that's that. Let's get this thing in here and then I can begin the job focusing. I have to sort this back out. It's not good. Ooh. Every time I use this camera, something else goes wrong. I could cry. Okay, so open up the old lens and see what it looks like. I hope I get, there are some swirly points of froth and I kind of hope I get them. And I'm not. Well, maybe I could, hold on. I'd have to back off a little bit. Yeah. So just back up a little bit. Should get them in. Oh, it's starting to rain. Oh no. Oops. Ah! Oh. Thank goodness. Okay. Oh yes, much better. Oh good, I've got rocks in the foreground, I've got ferns on the side. I'm just going to put a bit of front tilt on to make sure everything's in focus. Oh good, 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 good. Awesome. Right, I'm just going to pan. Right, a little bit, yeah, there's some ferns there, that's nice. Cool. Okay, so the darkest part of my scene is there, the lightest part is the water. Let's get my meter. Oh, my meter's over there. Oh. Ooh. I wish I had my water shoes, but they dismantled themselves this week. So, ISO 100. Right, F45 is 15 seconds, F8 is F32, it's 8 seconds. So I reckon I want I manage 8 seconds, I think. 8 seconds is plenty long enough to get slow water. So what was that? F32? Yeah. Right, I'll get the film back. Come on. This is exciting. It's probably not very exciting for you, but it's exciting for me. Ooh. Okay, film back is in the front of the camera, at the back. So, there we go. I bet some people are thinking, why didn't you bring the strange finder to this waterfall? Well, in point of fact, I did. But I did not bring it to the actual waterfall because I really wanted to focus on this large format stuff today. I was going to take you up to my next location, but now that I've ruined my pants, I ain't going there. Okay, so the film holder's going in. I am on frame one. I have cocked the shutter. The lens is not open. I'm going to stop moving around and I'm going to set my timer for 8 seconds. Pull the dart slide out as far as it will go. And then 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So that's the first frame of this Ektar 612. So now it's very difficult to see the frame counter because it is. So I now need to remember which way to wind it. The winding is smoother than I thought it would be. It's much smoother than the actual some of the other cameras I've made. So I need to skip past frame 2 and go to frame 3. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 1, 3, 5. Yeah, it's all the odd numbers. Okay, this log. This log I'm going to photograph from about the same spot as I'm in now because there's some very swirly water in the foreground which I want to use. So I'll put the camera back to how it was. And then I'm going to just swap my position over, back off a little bit, and see what it looks like. And this is going to be the last picture here because I do not want to get a fine. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm still a little bit close. So I'm going to go and get my film back from here because I don't want to be going backwards and forwards all the time. Okay, and what I'm going to do is go past this rock, and that should give me enough distance. I also want to reset my lens position because the lens board, I moved it for that last shot. Whoa. Put it back up. I don't think I'll need any front tilt this time because the scene is quite short, so I can just use depth of field. Oh, this is such hard work. But it's good. The diffused light is really nice on this scene. There's lots of details I can pick up on. All right. So I'm going to drop the front standard down because I'm too high up, and I'm just gonna lower the tripod a bit as well because I'm a bit too tall for the scene. So if I just lower it that much, I can do the illegal thing and use my central column if I need a bit of extra height. But I think that should be all right. Oh yes. So now I can move the front thing down a bit. I've got plenty of water in the foreground. That's good. Right, focusing. Got my log nice and sharp. I'm just going to move it over so there's a bit more of the water. That's good, 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 good. Okay, I'm just going to give myself a little bit more height with the central column because I don't want the log so far up to the in the frame. That's good. Keep breathing on the lens, making it hard to focus. Not the lens, the ground glass. Okay, so I don't know if I can see everything I want to see. No, I'm not happy. I need to be. Thing is, if I move over there, there's going to be too much light on the water and I won't be able to see the swirls. At least I don't think I will. I might. Okay, I'm getting down again. Right down to the water. Okay, let's see what this looks like. I'm a bit closer to the water now. Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's much better. Okay. Now that I've composed, sort of, I'm going to meter. I think it'll be roughly the same settings as I used before, though. Ooh. Almost makes you forget that you've got a hole in your pants. I think we shared a polarizer though. My one regret. Okay. So it's all 7/8 and 9s. Okay. This place would look great in autumn. So, 7/8 and 9s. If I go F16, that's 1 second, and I can do that just on the old shutter itself, so I'll go ahead and do that. That's less faffing about for me. So I'm going to shoot my second frame. I've got 6 images on this roll that I could take, so using 2 here is not so bad. With the other large format camera that I built, the other panoramic one, I only got 4, so I have to be a little bit more selective. I'll take this t-shirt off. Okay. Right, that's going in there. I'm going to cut the shutter, set it to F16, test it. Good. So cut, dart slide, out. Awesome. And that was the Falls of Raha. 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 Rah! And now I'm going to pack this camera away and go. So in one episode you've had the expedition for the wellies, a big waterfall, ripped trousers, now I will say to you, I will see you for the image review on these images. The Falls of Ra. Oh yeah, so we got three images to look at for this one. So I built, I'll tell you what happened, because I was supposed to have a whole other episode about this and I'm not going to be able to do it. So I built the 612 back for the large format camera, and the only testing I got to do was in the direct positive episodes, which is a shame because I should have run further tests. Because I've only actually got one image from it, which is any good. There were massive problems with light leaks. Big issues with certain exposures. And like I say, there's a whole episode that isn't getting released, which is a shame, but I'll talk about that in a minute. So I've only got three things from this episode, even though I took four. This is the first. If you're listening, check out the blog and you'll be able to see the images I'm looking at in the video review and as images. So the first one is this one, which is the first one I took. And it's alright. There's a nice symmetry to it. And I like the way the bubbles that are in the water kind of look like they're sneaking towards you. There's a symmetry in both directions, so there's a nice horizontal across the middle, which separates the falls and the trees from the water and the rocks. And then there's another symmetry down the middle, vertical, which plays out really nicely. The waterfall itself has got a nice three-dimensionality, and I just like the flow of it. It's better than I thought it was going to be. I wasn't super excited about it, but it's actually turned out to be quite a nice image. Definitely not a great image by any stretch, but a nice one. The next one is, when it loads, they're quite big files, these. The next one is a really nice image. Now, I do have two exposures of this. One of them is slightly higher contrast, but I didn't bother scanning it because I thought this one had a nice energy to it. The leaf in the foreground, I could have emphasized more, but I like how subtle it is there. And again, the waterfall's got some nice dimensionality, and the rocks, there's a nice flow to it. So if your eyes kind of go from the waterfall down through the image and then find that leaf, and it's just a nice little subtle thing that's there. So I'm really happy with this image. I even like the branch. There's a branch in the top right that's kind of moving and is blurry, which happened over the course of the exposure. So yeah, I kind of like, it's a bit chaotic, but there's a nice flow to it. Both these images have a nice flow to it. So I'm happy with that. Okay, the next one is this colour image, and like I say, it's the only one from that camera that worked, and what you'll notice is it's out of focus. This is because I totally forgot to put in my depth mask, which I made, which separates the ground glass from the camera back and puts it at the same plane as the film plane would be. I did actually take six images on this. The other one was double exposed with another image that I took, which obviously couldn't put in. And the other ones were just, there were massive light leak issues, and it was pretty dreadful. So unfortunately, this is the only image that I got from that camera, and if it had been in focus, it would have been all right, I suppose. Nothing great about it, but it shows that the camera, the idea would work with a little bit of refinement. I think I just need to do more testing with less expensive film. So those are the three images from the Falls of Rahar, whatever it's called. And I hope to see you for the next episode, which is going to be a cracker. So I'll see you then. Me and Dante would like to say a big thank you to Kevin MacLeod, Sea Hero, and Mr. Mike Gutterman for the wonderful music that we use in this show. You can find Kevin's music at incompetech.com. You can find Sea Hero by following the Bandcamp link in the show description. And you can find Mike Gutterman's music for our productions by going to mikegutterman.bandcamp.com. Thank you so much, guys. It means the world to us that you support us in this way. And to everyone else, thank you so much for listening.